Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophie and PJ with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, LNP health spokeswoman Ros Bates suggests family first party as second preference on the how to vote card. The family first party is distinctly anti-abortion, claiming that it is the human rights issue of our generation and aims to protect pain-capable babies. When pressed on why this party was placed as second preference, Ros Bates stated that she would rather not preference anyone. However, Bates has historically spoken against abortion and the 22-week limit for termination without medical need, despite LNP leader David Crisafulli insisting that current laws will not change. He has refused to state whether his members of parliament will have a conscious vote. Bates, however, has stated that she supports a conscious vote.
David Crisafulli has shared his stance on political donations from property developers, opting to re-legalise it. Amidst a debate focused on the prior established points of contention in this election, political donations were not talked about at length. Crisafulli said that while he had other more immediate priorities, he viewed the rules against receiving these sums as electoral financial gerrymander.
In national news, the government have announced it will be putting an end to dynamic ticket pricing and other controversial tactics which increase ticket prices as demand increases. A Four Corners report reveals companies Ticketmaster and Tickettech charge many hidden fees which were added through stages of a purchase. Australian artists have responded, saying that these extra fees do not make it to their pockets, as many musicians still struggle to make a living from live touring. Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones says the government have made a firm decision to crack down on it and will further investigate contributing factors.
The Victorian Department of Energy, Environment and Climate Action are campaigning to raise awareness for the dangers and effects of hand-feeding kangaroos and other native wildlife. The move follows growing reports of kangaroos caught with domestic bins around their necks after scavenging through household food waste, a clear sign of human disruption of healthy animal feeding habits. Wildlife rescuers are now working to inform people of the health hazards and social dangers that feeding kangaroos has on the species, urging tourists and citizens against getting up close and personal with native animals.
In international news, tonight the sky will be lit up by the brightest supermoon of the year, stargazers being told to get their binoculars out at dusk to witness the phenomenon. This supermoon, dubbed the Hunter's Supermoon, will be the third of four consecutive supermoons this year. A supermoon refers to when the full moon is either in full or in a lunar phase and syncs up with a close swing around the Earth. We will only get one more supermoon this year on November 15th, and after that, we won't see another until October 2025.
For your weather today, Brisbane may see rain and light winds into the afternoon. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28, the fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.